poisoning our children!
Stop poisoning our children!
Go home, Enric!
Go home, Enric!
That's the sound of protesters at the site where construction has begun on a controversial natural gas compressor station in Weymouth. Over the past year, the station has become a flashpoint for environmentalists who criticize the region's continued dependence on natural gas. Here with us to talk more about this is WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Bob.
So you and the Earthwild team have spent a lot of time covering this story this year. Bring us up to speed on where the story is now. And I take it from the sound of the protest we just heard that the concern about the plant continues.
Yes. So as we talked about before, this compressor station is part of a big natural gas pipeline project that will run up the East Coast to northern New England and Canada. So the compressor station is the linchpin of this project. And in November, this project got the last of its state and federal permits. So those protests you heard were at the site in Weymouth earlier this month because construction activities have begun.
But the rank-and-file protesters aren't the only people opposed. We've heard politicians speak out against it, including our U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey. Remind us why this project has attracted so much opposition.
A lot of people are concerned about local issues like air pollution and safety. But I think what's really important and what I want to talk to you about today is that the Weymouth compressor has come to symbolize a bigger question. If we as a region are so concerned about reducing greenhouse gas emissions, why are we building new natural gas infrastructure? Nathan Phillips, a BU professor who's been really involved in this issue, put it this way.
So we are definitely at an energy crossroads, but really we need to be moving 10 times faster on renewable energy instead of wasting our time and setting ourselves back by locking us into the energy infrastructure of last century, which is natural gas.
That's a very interesting point from BU professor Nathan Phillips there, especially since New England is a leader when it comes to addressing greenhouse gases in some ways. We're creating national offshore wind industry and working out a new regional plan to cut emissions from cars.
Exactly. And so this natural gas project seems to run counter to that.
All right. So as all this is happening, we're learning a lot more about leaks from natural gas pipelines and facilities as well, correct?
So we always knew that natural gas pipelines leaked, but as planes and satellites have started to monitor this with special cameras, we're realizing that the problem is a lot bigger and more extensive than we thought. I saw this firsthand earlier this year when I was in Colorado. I visited a fracking site and held up one of these cameras to see, you can see this constant plume, this flare coming out of the storage tanks. And with the naked eye, it doesn't look like anything, but you hold up these cameras and you can just see methane pouring out. And keep in mind that methane is a very, very potent greenhouse gas.
In recent weeks, there have been a number of last-ditch attempts to block the construction of this compressor. Several of these attempts based on reporting from WBUR's environmental team. Is there any chance that the project will get stopped in the new year?
It's a long shot. But what happened is that we found out that some of the customers who are lined up to buy gas from this project, including big companies like Eversource and National Grid, don't actually need the compressor station to get gas to their customers. We spoke to Alice Arena, who leads the Four River Residents Against the Compressor Station, about this. And here's what she said.
You have contracts that were signed, some of them over 6 years ago. And the scenario for energy in 6 years has changed drastically. You know, 6 years ago, everyone was freaking out saying, oh, we're going to lose the nuclear and all these coal plants are shutting down. So gas, 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 gas. The need for gas has really gone down.
So after he broke that story that there's customers backed out, a number of people, including most recently Congressman Joe Kennedy, asked federal regulators to take another look at whether we really need the compressor station. Because in his mind, if the need isn't there, then construction should stop.
Well, we know what you're going to be doing for at least part of the new year. Miriam Wasser, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Miriam Wasser is an environmental reporter on WBUR's Earthwild team. To see more of the team's reporting on this topic, go to WBUR.org/Earthwild.